Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the California Angels and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Larry Harlow. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Brian Downing. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Ott. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Pitching for the California Angels, Mike Witt. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting third. The DH, Richie Hebner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Fahey. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is called out on strikes. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harlow moves to second. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and has Harlow trapped. There's the throw to Whitaker, who throws back to Brookins, who tags Harlow for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters takes first base on ball four. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. Peters moves to second. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott fires to second and picks off Peters for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harlow. Summers reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Summers moves to third. One out. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Summers tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels 0. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harlow takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels 0. The Angels will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. Carew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Fahey and he is out, Kelleher applying the tag. Two outs. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-1 in the game. Downing takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-1 in the game. Gritch hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into left field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Witt covering, for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels 0. The Angels will come to bat. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Leach takes first base on ball 4. Cowens moves to second. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Ott and he is safe. Cowens steals third. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fahey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Leach moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leach moves to third. Fahey moves to second. Jesse Jefferson now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew fields it and throws to home to get Leach. Fahey moves to third. Brookins moves to second. One out. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. Fahey scores. Brookins moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Steve Kemp pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Alan Trammell now playing shortstop. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harlow hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlow moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Harlow moves to third. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Peters. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Harlow scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a pop-up into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-2 in the game. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a pop-up towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fahey hits a pop-up towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hobson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson is called out on strikes. One out. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Harlow strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burleson takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Peters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell bunts towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Gritch covering, for the out. Peters moves to second. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-3 in the game. Hebner is walked intentionally. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Summers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Peters scores. Hebner moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Leach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hebner scores. Summers moves to second. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fahey hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor is called out on strikes. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summers. Grich reaches second base with a double. Ed Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and California Angels, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.